Good evening, and I want to welcome you today on this service where we again talk about the Word of God. I think it's a time again, like what I've always been saying, that God loves us so much that He gives us the opportunity to be in His presence, to worship Him, and to give Him praise as we should. Remember, the Bible says, the whole reason why men were created by God is so that they will worship God and they keep His commands. So over the time, you know, because we are created in this world or we are born in this world, there are so many other attractive things which always come our way, and we totally forget about the whole reason why we were created by God. So we're created by God so that we can love God with all our hearts. We can do as according to what He commands. But sometimes the needs of the flesh and the mind we have of the flesh sometimes take us away from the focus of God. So God loves us and God wants us to be in His kingdom. But for us to be in God's kingdom, we're going to have to understand to overcome what the flesh wants. Because if you look at what normally happens is that we normally chase up things we want probably for ourselves, but we forget about what God, what actually He wants in our lives. So my point this morning or this afternoon is really to think about your life and to say that actually God created me for a reason, and to start to think about that reason. And not only to say I love God when you are saying it with your mouth, but actually what you do is contrary to that. So we have to understand. That's why we have come up with this series where we start to teach about, so what is it to worship God? Because when we are worshiping God, we have to understand who God is. So when we understand who God is, then we understand His power over us. And which leads me into what we want to talk about today. We understand His authority. So authority is very, very important. You know, Jesus, when He was talking to disciples, He just, come follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. So His word was with authority that they never had any option. They just came, is according to Jesus was actually asking them to do. So we have to understand that, you know, God has got authority. That's why I was saying, when you start to worship God, you have to start to understand, what is it that I need to do? There is no builder, according to Jesus, there's no builder who built the house without counting the cost. So you have to count the cost, say, if I am now following Jesus, what do I actually need to do? So in our series, we're talking about the fact that you have to understand who God is. You have to understand, you know, the power relationship, to understand that He is more powerful. You are the one who have to follow what He says. And we talked about the fact that we have to have humbleness, because without humbleness, you will not be able to bow down to God, to bow down to His word. So we have to have humbleness so that we are able to surrender before God. You know, we can't surrender before God if we are not humble. We have to be humble before God so that we can be able to surrender to His word. You see, so if we are not able to surrender ourselves unto God, it means that there are certain things we are not able to do, because there's a time where God wants you to do certain things, and you, your human mind, you want to do something different. That's why I'm saying that it's very important that we understand the relation, what we need to take into consideration when we want to worship God. So one of the things which you really have to understand is that, yes, we have got opinions. Yes, we have got what we think. But we have to understand what God says. Because sometimes there's a conflict between what God says and what our own opinion. And then when we are strongly opinionated, then it means that we are now going to override what actually God is saying to us. That's when then you start to see people just do what they want rather than what God wants. You see, so I want us to understand, and I want us to be empowered with the word of God. Because when we are empowered, then we are able to understand who God wants. And I was speaking to someone this in the break time, and I was saying that, you know, empowerment is important in the sense that when you are empowered, then you know exactly what you need to do to be able to be in a relationship with God, rather than to go and ask people that just pray for me. Yes, people can pray for you. That's good. But there are certain times where you need to have to stand with God, or God has to stand with you. But that can only happen when we have started to understand who God is and that relationship which we need to have with God. You see, now, so Joshua, when he was talking to the children of Israel, he said to them, you know, you may not be able to worship this God. Why? Because he had found that they had found something more they would rely on rather than their God. And he said to them, you have to, if you continue to say that you love this God and you want to worship this God, because when they were asked, they said, no, we will worship God. But he then says to them, you really have to pledge your loyalty. In fact, he started by saying, you need to get rid of the other gods. So meaning that in the children of Israel, their journey, the full journey up to that time, they had witnessed how God was. They had witnessed, you know, the power of God. They had actually seen how God manifested, you know, his power. But the fact that Joshua was saying that you have to get rid of other gods, it meant that even though God was actually doing all those things for them, but they still were holding on to another God. And then he says, you have to get rid of other gods. And then you pledge your loyalty towards God. Now, so loyalty is very important. So in loyalty, when someone is loyal to someone, it means that, you know, they will never do anything contrary, but they will do according to what they are being asked to do, because they have pledged their loyalty. So Joshua instructed them to pledge their loyalty unto God. So to pledge your loyalty unto God is very important. But today what we want to really focus on is about the word of God, which we are going to hear. But we need to understand that, because at the end of the day, the word of God is written, and it's just there. What we know about the word of God is the truth, is the mind of God, is the counsel of God. We know that. But sometimes that word of God does not apply in our life. So we have to find out why and how that word of God can start to apply in our life. Now, so today what we want to focus more about is authority. Now, so today I'll just give a few examples so we understand the issue of authority. Now, authority, let me say, authority is the power to be able to get someone to do something, or I'm just saying in my own understanding of authority. But here's the thing. I gave an example as well before. At our workplace, you don't need to be told every time that you have to come in time. No. At our workplace, you don't need to be told every time that you have to perform your duties. No. But you do it. And you know that there are consequences if we don't do it. So in a way, at work, there is some form of authority over us in some ways. And we don't need to be involved, we don't need to be reminded most of the time. I know there are other people who want to be reminded at work that they have to do their work. But most of the time, you don't wait to be reminded. Because you know already that, you know, my organization has got authority over me. That's my point. My employer has got authority over me. In that respect, that I have got a contract to fulfill, I have to work for this organization. Right? So you don't need to be told every time by the manager that you need to be doing this. Because they'll tell you once, and that's it. And then you need to know. And then when you continue not to do what they're supposed to be doing, they start to introduce certain measures so that you comply. You start to do what they actually say. You understand? So the authority of the workplace is such that you do things automatically by yourself. You know. You know that if you live far away, you need to wake up early. Right? If you are not able to do the task, you have to get some training to be able to do it. Because at the end of the day, what is being expected is that task to be done. I want us to move slowly so we start to understand certain things. Now, but the problem now with many Christians is that we are not able to transfer that fear. Because, well, the other thing is what I want to say is that now, when there's authority, there's some kind of fear. That's why you comply. Otherwise, you wouldn't comply. So you fear that maybe you lose your job. Therefore, you comply with whatever your workplace is saying. When you are late every day, you know, you fear that, you know, one day I'm going to be pulled aside by my manager. So it's all authority, and it's all, you are putting yourself into place, so to say. Amen? So the issue is, there is some form of authority, and there's some form of fear we have, so that at least I know I don't lose my job, or I don't get, get a warning, or whatever it is. You see, so there is some form of fear. Because of that fear, that's what drives you to be able to do what you're supposed to do. But now, when we are children of God, when we are Christians, sometimes we don't have that understanding of the authority of the Word of God or authority of God Himself over us. Therefore, that's why I do what I just want, because I don't fear the authority. See, at work, I will comply. At church, I will not comply. So what does it tell us? It tells us that you don't understand the authority of God, but you understand the authority of men. So which means there's something which needs to happen for us to move to another level to start to understand the authority of God. Now, we are going to read the Bible in the book of Deuteronomy. But so the authority is very important to understand. Now, once we have an understanding of authority, it means that I don't have to wait for my pastor to tell me that the Word of God is saying this. I don't have to wait for myself, for someone to tell me about whatever it is that God wants me to do. But because I understand the authority of God, I will have to search His Word to find out in these circumstances what should I be doing. Now, when I understand that now, it means that, you know, every opportunity I will start to dig deep to find out what God is saying at any circumstance, so that I can continue to comply with what God is actually saying. So this is what is lacking in people most of the time. That's why even the children of Israel, even if they had seen the power of God, but they lack an understanding of God's authority over them. And they continued to do what they really wanted, but although God still had authority anyway. You see, so we are going to read the word, and then I'll go into explaining. Now, so what we need to understand is that, so the Word of God can have authority, but we can choose not to bow down to the authority. So the Word of God can have power, but we can choose indirectly for the power not to affect us in any way by what we do. You see, so I want us to read the Bible from two verses we are going to read today. So we are going to read the Bible from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. I always quote that verse, and we are going to read the original today. And we are also going to read the Bible from the book of Matthew chapter 4 and verse 4. Those are the two scriptures we are going to read. But what we need to understand is to understand the authority of the Word of God. The authority of the Word of God is very important. Because when we do that, then we channel ourselves. We get ourselves into the Word, so that whatever the Word says, then it relates to us. Now, here's the thing. Most of the people, we want to quote what the Word of God says. Okay, in other words, we want to use the authority of the Word of God, right? But we don't want to bow down ourselves to the authority of the Word of God. Do you get what I'm saying? So we want to use the power of the Word of God. I always hear people say, the greater is the one who is in me than the one who is in the world. Right? So you want to impose the authority of the Word of God into whatever situation you are going through, but you don't want to bow down yourself to what the Word of God says to you. So there's a mismatch there. It doesn't work. So what works is then, you say, greater is the one who is in me than the one who is in the world, when actually you bow down to the greater who is in you, who is Jesus. That's what needs to happen. That's why, otherwise, the word of God, because anyone can say the word of God. Anyone can say the word. Anyone can say the word. That's what I was saying, that you have to understand knowledge. Knowledge, you understand it in three parts. The knowledge of knowing, just knowing that this is what the word of God says. The knowledge of knowing how to implement the word of God, but not implementing. And the knowledge by actually doing what the word of God says. They are all levels of knowledge. So you can have knowledge, but you may not be able to be implementing what the word of God, the word of God is actually saying to you. So in other words, you just know what the word says. And sometimes you just know that, you know, if you do this, actually the word of God tells us that you will be able to have authority, you'll be able to, Jesus should be in, will be in you, and you'll be able to, whatever it is the word of God says, you can do. But you have not actually done it. And then another level is actually you are able to do what the word of God says. You are bowing down to the authority of the word of God, such that you are now in a position to use the authority of the word of God for any situation or for a situation. So these are different things. So if we want to use the authority of the word of God, then let us bow down to its authority. If you want to use the authority of God, then let's bow down to what God wants us to be doing. That's what it is. So, but today we are going to just going to read the word of God. So let's read Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3. In fact, for us to understand it more, let's read from verse 1 to 3.
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3.
Verse 1 to 3.
Verse 1 to 3. Obey faithfully all the laws that I have given you today, so that you may live, increase in number, and occupy the land which the Lord promised to your ancestors. Remember how the Lord your God led you on this long journey through the desert these past 40 years, sending hardships to test you, so that he might know what you intended to do, and whether you would obey his commands. He made you go hungry, and when he gave you manna to eat, food that you and your ancestors had never eaten before. He did this to teach you that human beings must not depend on bread alone to sustain them, but on everything that the Lord says.
Thank you very much, and let's read Matthew chapter 4, verse 4.
But Jesus answered, "The scripture says, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but need every word that God speaks."
Thank you very much. Now, so here the word of God, so Jesus quoted this verse. But this verse, which he quoted, actually says, he made you go hungry, and then he gave you manna to eat, food that you and your ancestors had never eaten before. He did this to teach you that human beings must not depend on bread alone to sustain them, but on everything that the Lord says. Now, so if you understand the background, the manna and everything else, so what you find is that it was from nothing. So God created something from nothing, and they ended up having manna because obviously God has got authority to create. God has got authority to have something which was not there to be there. Now, so sometimes God says something which we may find difficult, but because he is God, he can make it possible. So the issue is that now, I think I've spoken to many people, and when I was talking to many people, you know, in different times, I always explained to people that, it's not the end product you need, but it's actually the manufacture of the product. So whatever it is challenge you are going through, and whatever it is that you need the one who is able to make the things happen. So here, the word of God says that God made bread. God made manna, and he gave to people. These things were not like grown or were not like, you know, from somewhere, but God actually made that day possible that those things will be there. Now, so the authority and the power of God will make things happen which seems to be impossible. The authority of what God says can be able to make a situation which is difficult to be more bearable. The authority of God can actually make a rain where there's no rain. Now, remember when God was speaking to Isaac, and he says, do not go where you want to go. I think you wanted to go to Egypt at the time, but stay at the place where you are. And he was instructed to plant the seed in that dry ground. When he was asked to do that, the Bible tells us that when he harvested hundredfold. So, meaning that what he needed at the time was never anything we can think of ourselves. But what they actually needed, or what he actually needed, was actually he needed God. He needed God. Because God is the one who then made it possible that, you know, they could be, they could actually, you know, harvest something when there was nothing at all. You see? So, by that we now start to understand that, you know, what comes from the mouth of God is stronger than what we can see by our naked eye. Because when Isaac was in this dry ground, I believe people who were seeing him planting something probably were actually questioning what he was actually doing. But what he was doing was following what God was saying, was following the authority of God. So now the authority of God makes things which are impossible, make them possible. Now, he stayed in the ground, in the dry ground, and planted something in the ground which was hard, no rain, nothing. But what came out of there was hundredfold. So meaning that what he needed was never the rain. What he needed was never you know, the kind of soil. But what he actually needed was what God was saying. Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So what comes from the mouth of God has got power over whatever it is that we can think of. So he stayed in the dry ground and, you know, he harvested hundredfold. So my point, I am saying, we have to understand God's authority. You know, the Bible says, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. Now, manna was not like something which was there already, but God made it to be there. You see, so what I want us to get from this is the understanding that we have to understand God's authority. Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which come from the mouth of God. So in other words, whatever God says to us, it may be difficult. Whatever God says to us may be impossible, as we see with our own eyes. Whatever God says may be something you can't even think about. But the Bible says, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So what comes from the mouth of God becomes more important for us as Christians. Why? Because it may not be explainable, but it makes things possible which are not possible. Now, so what I said to you from the beginning is that we have to understand the authority of the Word of God. So now, if God says do this, and also if God instructs this, or if God in His Word says certain things, and we choose to ignore those things, it means that we are never going to tap into the authority of God. Because we have not allowed the authority of God to be in our lives. You see, and then we always go back to what I was saying, that we always want to quote the verse, but the verse does not apply. Why? Because we ourselves, we are not humbling ourselves before God. We are not we are not kneeling down to the authority of the word of God. But yet, the Bible says, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. You see, so I think you have to find it within yourself, in your worship, in your time where you will be praying to God, so that the word of God will start to have authority over you in so many ways. Sometimes we become so strong opinionated, and then we even override what God is actually saying. And then once we do that, it means that we are never able to use the word of God, you know, as that it's got authority over us. That's why there will be always a mismatch. You say, greater is the one who is in me, but he's not there. Because you yourself, you are not bowing down to the authority of the word of God. So you want to use the authority of God, you know, over others, but you yourself, you are not bowing down to the authority of the word of God. You see, so that's my word. So I want us to understand, to start to understand the authority, because then when we do that, it means that, you know, the word of God will start to function in a certain way in our lives, so much that we are able to do things in abundance, because, we start to get over what we see by our naked eye. Because if you look at it, if someone say plant in the dry ground, you say you must be crazy. You don't know what you're actually saying, you know. But that's exactly what God wanted, to say where there is dry ground, where there is nothing to be expected, where is nothing you can even think of, I will bring out hundredfold. But that was only when he listened to the authority. Remember, do not go. Stay in the dry ground. Stay in the dry ground. So he didn't go. He bowed down to the authority of the word of God. So whatever it is God had planned to do, it was fulfilled simply because he himself bowed down to the word of God. So which is a challenge for many Christians, a challenge for us as Christians, to bow down to the word of God. But when we tap into what God says and into the authority of God, and being bowing down to the authority of God, the word of God, things which are impossible will start to become possible. Why? Because we are not using our own power, we are not using our own authority, but we are using the authority of God. Amen. You see, Jesus, when he was sending the disciples, he sent them, I give you authority over the demons. I give you authority. So it means nothing stood, because Jesus had given authority. Amen. You see, but if we cannot accept the authority of God, there's no way we can also then use that same authority, you know, over our situations. There's no way we can use that authority over our situations. So, my brethren, today I'm set to explain to you that we need, as part of our understanding of who God is, we need to start to understand the authority of God over us. So when we understand the authority of God over us, it means that whether things look impossible, but because God has said it. Things look impossible, but God said it. You know, the disciples, when they were fishing the whole night, they couldn't catch anything, and things were difficult. Things were very difficult. But when he said to them, you need to cast your net this side, they didn't say, listen, you are just arriving here. You are just arriving here. We have been here the whole night. There's no fish there. They didn't say that. They understood that something should happen when Jesus say something. When Jesus instructs, something will start to happen. And they casted the net there. And they harvested much, much more than they expected. Why? Because the authority of Jesus, the authority of God, the authority of what Jesus says. Just do what Jesus says. Just do what God says. That's what we need to understand. Now, if I go back to Matthew, there's something I just want to say also, something I want to emphasize. It says, but Jesus answered, the scripture says, human beings cannot live on bread alone, but they need every word that God speaks. So sometimes our situation, you know, they will need the situation, they will need what God says in His word. But that can only be possible if we bow down to the authority of the word of God. Even it's difficult what God says, but we strive to do it. Even it's not looking possible, but we try by all the means to do what God says. You know, that's what is important. So, going back to our word, when you want to be a true Christian, you have to understand the authority of the word of God. Because the authority of the word of God sometimes replaces certain things which we think of. You know, like I've just explained that Isaac never needed good soil or rain. No, he didn't need that. All he needed was what God said. Simple. So let us all understand that, you know, God has got authority. But we can only tap into the authority of God when we ourselves have started to humble ourselves before God and follow what He says. Yes, because the word of God has got authority. But as long as we do not give ourselves or bow down to the authority of the word of God ourselves, it means that the word of God will never use it for anything, because, you know, we ourselves, we are not humble enough to accept the authority of God. You see, so one of the most important things you need to understand is that God has got authority over you. His word has got authority over you. And that's the reason why the Bible then says, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So your situation needs you to bow down to the authority of the word of God. Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. Amen. The mouth of God is the counsel of God. It's the mind of God. That's what God wants us to hear. And that, when we follow it, we'll start to have authority over things ordinarily we do not have authority over. So my word today is really to encourage the brethren and to encourage everyone who's listening to say, you know, God has got authority. I gave you examples of authority, how it works. So at work, I told you, you don't have to be told by anyone to do what you're supposed to be doing. It means that the organization, the employer, has got authority over you somehow because of your contract you signed. Now, when we ourselves start to understand God and start to understand the Bible as this is what God wants us to do, it means that I don't wait for God Himself to tell me. I don't wait for anyone to tell me, but I know in the scriptures the word of God says this, this, and that. That's what I do. It means that the word of God, before I'm told by anyone, I know already what the word of God is telling me. I'll do it. In the same way as someone who is a worker somewhere, you just go and do what, you know, fulfill, you know, the terms of his contract. Coming to work in time, you know, doing his duties and that kind of thing. They don't have to be told every day, but they know. See, the policy itself will tell them that this is this, this, and that. So even ourselves as well as Christians, let us see the Bible, let us see the word of God as something which we have to live with every day. It's according to what God says here with his word. Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So when you see the word of God, when you see the Bible itself, when you see it at home or whatever, see that this is what I have to read, and I have to myself have to give in to what the word is actually saying to me. Then and only then we can start to quote these scriptures and say all sorts of things which we do. Why? Because we are actually bowing down to the authority of God ourselves. So therefore we can actually use the word of God. Because we are the children of God. Remember, be in me, then I in you, the book of John. Be in me and I in you. Then ask for anything and I'll do it for you. But you want to ask for something, God to do it for you, but he is not in you in the first place. You are not in him in the first place. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we have to understand the authority of God. We have to understand what God says. And actually, you have to start to think about, at work, do I need to be told every day what to do? Do I need to be told to come to work at 8 o'clock every day? I don't need to be told because I know already. So the word of God, even before anyone tells me, even before whatever it is, but I know it has been said already. In the same thing I'm talking about, the workplace, you know, maybe the contract you signed it 5 years ago. But up to now, you're still bowing down to the authority. You're not even going to go and check, you know, does the contract want me to come late or not late or whatever. Because already you know, you signed the contract, you already know. So you don't even need to go and research, you know, search the policy. It's there already. It's embedded in you. So that's exactly the same thing with the word of God. Let the word of God have authority over us. Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. Now, from the mouth of God, that's when we found that even manna came from. Many miracles were performed, only God saying this. God created, you know, when the children of God were actually moving away from the land of captivity, when they were crossing the sea. He used authority just to say, give the instruction. And things began to happen. You see. So there is authority in the word of God. There is authority in the word of God. That's my word today. So I want you today, as you go back to your homes, I want you to start to think about, am I bowing down to the authority of the word of God? Or am I arguing with the word of God? Because if you are not doing what God says, sometimes then you bring your own opinion. So my word today is that the word of God has authority over us. Bow down to the authority of the word of God and do what the word says. Because many times we want to quote the scriptures, but we don't want the scriptures to have authority over ourselves. Jesus says, men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So which means he knew, he understood that scripture already, that, you know, from nothing God created manna. From nothing God just said things started to happen. He created way where there was no way by only the word. Because remember, the word of God is what God has actually said. The word of God is what God is actually saying. So therefore, that's our lifeline. Men shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. That's what we need to understand from here. So my point, do not just say, oh, I've just heard the word of God and that's it. But now I want you to move to a level where you understand and actually do what the word of God says. Remember, I gave you 3 different types of knowledge. Your knowledge is about just knowing what the word says. That's it. And sometimes you know how it's supposed to apply in your life or supposed to implement it, but you don't implement it. And the other knowledge is about actually demonstrating that you know by actually doing what the word of God is saying. So my point to you is now to move to that level where you start to put the word of God into practice and start to let the word of God have authority over you. That's my word today. So that's the thing which you need to be thinking about. And then your spare time, as you spend some time in prayer, as you spend some time, you know, doing whatever you do, think about it in this. Am I submitting to what God says through his scriptures? In my relationship with God, am I someone who does not give in to what God is saying? Am I someone who argues in a way with what God is actually saying? Am I someone who says this is too difficult? But remember, even these are too difficult. That's where the power of God is witnessed. Remember, I've told you, Isaac was told to leave from the place where he was. Isaac was told to stay in the land which was actually under famine at the time, and he planted in the dry ground. Things began to happen. So in your life, maybe what is needed is that follow that difficult thing which God is saying you need to be doing, that's when breakthrough starts to come up. If Isaac had decided to go to a different place, probably he was not going to arrive, probably he was going to get there, but he was still going to be hungry. But he made the right choice to remain in the dry ground where God had instructed. Think about it yourself. How many things have you been asked by God to do and you say it's too difficult? And you ended it there. Many things maybe. You know, but this man, he was asked to stay to the place where you are, plant in the place where you are, or sow in the dry ground. Very, very difficult thing. I suppose, listen, if you really think about it, because if the Bible says there was famine, it means that people were actually dying of hunger. Because when there's famine, it's just not like, you know, it's just an ordinary drought. It's really difficult. People are dying of hunger, but stay there. It's difficult. It's not easy. Let's say, stay here in this place, but when you know very well the neighboring place, there's a lot of jobs, there's a lot of things. You understand? That's exactly the circumstance and the scenario. But he stayed in the same place. But when God was giving back, he was giving back in hundredfold. So many times we are not able to remain and do, and God starts to show himself in many ways, simply because I have not enjoyed what I should enjoy. Now, I'll go back again to the other word, so I say something, probably just to conclude. But here now the word of God says, it says, remember how the Lord your God led you on this long journey through the desert these past 40 years, sending hardships to test you. Remember, you see, the Bible says, sending hardship to test you. So that's what the Bible says. Sending hardships to test you. So sometimes when you go through a difficult situation, not necessarily, sometimes it doesn't necessarily mean that God has forsaken you. But sometimes God is actually testing you to find out how, where your heart will be. In fact, he actually says, so that he might, so he says, remember how the Lord your God led you on this long journey through the desert these past 40 years, sending you hardships to test you so that he might know what you intended to do and whether you would obey his commands. So sometimes we are put in these difficult situations simply because God wants to see our hearts. So in every circumstance, remember, the Bible says, men shall live on bread alone, shall not live on bread alone, but by all the words which comes from the mouth of God. So in other words, what God says should take priority in our life. Can override anything we can think of. And then once we do that, it means that we are now in a solid relationship with God. And he can fight for us. And whatever it is seem impossible becomes possible. So that's my word today. And like I said, I need you to go there and start to implement the word. What you find difficult, which God says do, go and do it, because that's exactly where the breakthrough is. Stay in the place you are, in the dry ground, and then, you know, God will do something. Because he is the one who is the creator of heaven and earth. So we should not fear anything. So my word today was about authority. Let's understand God's authority over our life. Let's give in to the authority of the word of God in our life. So that, you know, the word of God will start to apply in our life. That's my word today. Thank you very much for your listening, and may God bless you. May you continue to overcome every challenge you face in your life until Jesus comes. Continue to pray and continue to persevere. That's what is very important, because most of the time when we go through a certain difficult situation, we give in. But let us persevere and do what is right in the presence of God. And let's have the authority of God be in our life every day, every day. So thank you very much for listening. May God bless you. This is the end of my sermon. Thank you. Amen.